Special thanks, of course, to our guests from outside, to Abdelnadim Laffi, High Commissioner from Morocco, and as well as Ivan Valentik, Deputy Minister from Russian Federation. We're delighted that we could have the Director General with us, of course, too, at the beginning. I'm sorry that he couldn't stay, but I think it was important for all of us to start out with a recognition of the connection between food security, forests, and water, and how that fits into the big agreements that we have had on the Paris Declaration, on Sustainable Development Agenda, and of course within FAO's own strategic program and our strategic objectives. I'd also like to add my voice, although it seems a little funny, to welcome René Castro, because he seems like an old-timer already to us and has integrated more or less immediately into FAO. It's a real privilege for us to take advantage of his long experience in ministerial portfolios in Costa Rica, which has been, of course, a leader in this, on recognizing the roles of multiple roles of forests, on payment for environmental services, and other things. But I think equally important for us is in bringing in that kind of experience is also a experience in knowing from the country perspective, especially a country that has been a pioneer, on how FAO has been helpful to Costa Rica and how that fit in. So knowing kind of both sides, I think, is a real advantage to us, and we're just delighted that René is with us today. And for those of you who haven't met him, I'm sure he will soon seem like an old-timer to you also. And also thanks, of course, to Bernadette Neves and the experience really on the farmers level and in the slides and in the discussion that we saw. The International Day of Forests theme is not only an FAO decision. It was taken by the Collaborative Partnership of Forests, a voluntary, or let's say, assembly, an alliance of 14 UN and non-UN organizations. So we really are representing much more than just FAO or more than the UN in this. It is really the larger decision of the group, the alliance, to pick the theme on water and forests, which we think is so appropriate today. Also interesting for those of you who don't know this, that the idea of the International Day of Forests came out of a recommendation from COFO, from the Committee on Forestry, as a follow-up to the International Year of Forests in 2011. FAO has a long history on this, of course, as most of you know, I'm sure, but you may not know that FAO recognized the role of forests very early on, 1951. And FAO headquarters was still in Washington in those days. So it's very early on in FAO's experience in recognizing the importance and the role of forests and forestry and connection with water and food security and nutrition and so on, that is in the constitution of FAO right almost from the beginning. Forestry was welcomed or recognized, and of course recognized more formally following the General Assembly proclamation in 2012. But for us, it goes back almost really to the very very early days of FAO, and we're delighted that we can have all of you here and hear from you and those from the various country experiences in celebrating the International Day and going forward. All of us have interest in this topic, or you wouldn't be here in joining our voices in promotion of forests and water and how it fits in for the extremely important objectives that we are working towards all together. So thank you very much, and thank you again for coming.